Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
We will now walk through the multiplicity of violations of so many clauses in the Bill of Rights, violations committed by the federal government in the raid on Trump's Mar-a-Lago going on 2 weeks ago now. And you might be thinking, enough, get off the Mar-a-Lago raid. But that's precisely my point. We can't get off this. When the federal government is raiding our homes, our private homes, as citizens of the United States, exactly like the British were doing over 200 years ago. It's now out of the news cycle, I guess. I was on Bongino Report this morning, and there's really not much to find on it anymore. So I guess that's what we do. We just go back to sleep. Former president's house gets raided as though he's the political enemy by the federal government, and we just move on. Not moving on. Hey, watch this. Ready? Not moving on. That's because we're Feet to the Fire. Welcome to Feet to the Fire. It's Monday. Let's take a look at the Mar-a-Lago raid in light of the Bill of Rights. Violation of the Fifth Amendment. Nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb. Wait a second. Twice put in jeopardy. How long have they been going after Trump on the same accusations or variations thereof? It's the same song they've been singing, terrorizing this man and his family, and then modifying it here and there to bring up new accusations. This guy's been the most investigated man in modern American history by every facet of the federal government and multiple state governments, including New York, which is filled with rabid liberals, New York City, federal district courts, the state of Florida, and yet they keep going after him. Russiagate, all of that entire mess and conspiracy, violation of the Fifth Amendment, that you cannot be tried and investigated over and over again for the same offense. Continuing in the Fifth Amendment, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor, here it is, be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. You know what we call that? The due process clause. Was there due process in this situation with Trump? No, they raided his house, just like they raided Paul Manafort's house in the wee hours of the morning, and they raided Michael Flynn's house, and they raided Roger Stone's house, and marched these guys off to prison. This is outrageous. And those words, I apologize, were evading me on Friday when I was talking to about a right and fair trial. You cannot be deprived of your personal properties, papers, and effects, Amendment 4, without due process of law. That has been trashed by the federal government. You know, that's reiterated in the 14th Amendment, by the way, which likewise says, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdictions the equal protection of the laws. That's the Equal Protection Clause in the 14th Amendment. And that also applies to former presidents, whether you think that they are your political opponent or not. By the way, I taught you this a week ago. Go back and listen if you forgot. The 14th Amendment was one of the Civil War amendments intended to guarantee rights to all citizens, including blacks and former slaves. But the left has manipulated that to justify abortion by claiming a right to privacy. What? So that's interesting. The 14th Amendment, under the Due Process Clause and the Equal Protection Clause, gives you a right to quote-unquote privacy so you can mutilate a baby in your womb and murder it. But I guess it does not protect a private citizen's personal property and privacy in his own home, papers, and effects, especially if that's a former president who's now considered a political enemy. Did you follow me? So they found a right to privacy in the 14th Amendment to justify abortion, which has no legal standing. But I guess there's no right to privacy when you're a former president and have presidential papers in your house. Unbelievable. Let's keep going on and marching through the Bill of Rights. Amendment number 6. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial. Have you heard of that clause as well? Right to a trial by jury. By an impartial jury. And to be informed of the nature and the cause of the accusation. Has that happened? Did they inform Trump of the nature and cause of the accusation or just raid his house? You know what? The FBI, they say, was at his house back in June and he's been working with them. Why didn't they seize the papers then? Why didn't they inform him of this raid and why they were doing it? None of that has gone on. There's been no informing of the nature and cause of the accusation or an impartial jury trying him publicly. Do you see that? Speedy and public trial. Oh, we can't release the warrant or the affidavit that allowed us to search his house. Really? What? You can't? Where's public? So you want us to watch you raid a former president and you can't give out any of the information and make public the warrant or the affidavit allowing this? We're just supposed to accept it. Oh, the Fed said we can raid his house. This is a gross violation of the Sixth Amendment. The Sixth Amendment continues. To be confronted with the witnesses against him, that hasn't happened. To have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, has Trump been given an opportunity to defend himself in a court of law and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense? Sixth Amendment, trashed. Let's go on. Why don't we to the Seventh Amendment? You know what? I just got to say, as I go through these amendments, I said it last week, how prescient, how forward-thinking were the founders that they knew these things, that there are moral absolutes, there are political absolutes and political law grounded in a scriptural biblical worldview, a theistic worldview. And also they knew that, can I call them tyrannical absolutes, that tyrants behave the same way in every era. And so they needed to create these barriers and defenses against tyrannical overreach, not only for their day, but for every day and era in American history, looking forward into the future. All of these amendments detail and spell out or work out what we know as the doctrine of being innocent until proven guilty. But the founders knew it wasn't just sufficient to say, hey, everybody's innocent until proven guilty. But you had to clearly delineate how you protect a person as innocent until they're proven guilty by such clauses as the Due Process Clause, the Equal Protection Clause, by the Speedy and Public Trial Clause, the Right to an Impartial Jury, informing of the nature and cause of the accusation, confronted with witnesses. All of these are entailments of innocent until proven guilty, which is a biblical concept the founders knew, and it has been thrown out by our federal government in real time. Amendment number 7, the right of trial by jury shall be preserved, and no fact tried by a jury shall be otherwise re-examined in any court of the United States. This is unreal. As I said, how long does this guy have to get examined and tried in this grand jury, this district attorney, this state indictment, federal indictment? How long does this have to go on before this guy is absolved of all of these repetitive accusations? Has he even been given a right to a trial by jury? And in fact, I think it should be thrown out because these are all based on bogus, spurious accusations. But Amendment 7 has been trampled because the guy is constantly getting re-examined. Amendment number 8, also trashed. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. Two thoughts. 7+ years of microscopic naval investigation down to every tiny hair of your body by the federal government and state governments. Would you call that cruel and unusual punishment? I would. This guy's being targeted by the federal government for 7+ years. How about the so-called quote unquote January 6th insurrectionists? Cruel and unusual punishment, solitary confinement without a trial, excessive bails and fines imposed on these people? Again, being trampled by the federal government in the case against Donald Trump, Amendment number 8. And obviously what we said about the Fourth Amendment last week, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures has been destroyed, and no warrants shall be issued but upon probable cause. And as I said, they will not expose that warrant violating the Fourth Amendment. We're going to talk about this more tomorrow. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. We're keeping this story going because the federal government's out of control.